Bull?
Yeah. Did you ever hear that called anything else?
Bunion?
No, I mean like a boil.
Well, they call it bunion.
Okay, well, that's... Yeah, and now, what about the stuff inside a boil?
Corruption.
And if, you'd say, his hand was infected, it was all...
Puffed up?
Or
swollen.
Have you ever heard have you ever heard another expression for swollen up or puffed up?
No, I
don't. You ever put it anywhere? Do people ever say pwned up?
No, I never heard.
Never heard that.
Heard that expression.
And if a man was up in the mountain hunting deer and he just couldn't, he was standing there and just when the
nervous.
Yeah, and he when the deer came, he just didn't know what to do. He got so you'd say he had
nervous fit.
Yeah. Did you ever hear it called Buck something?
Buck Eggers.
Buck Eggers.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Now, what was that? That's great. That's
he just gets nervous.
Uh-huh.
He took the Buck Eggers.
Uh-huh. He took the Buck Eggers, huh?
Yeah. Couldn't shoot nor nothing.
Uh-huh. And if was that fairly common or?
Yeah, that used to be very common. I never did have that, but I've been with squirrel hunters had done the very same thing.
With squirrel hunters, too, as well as the...
Yeah, he'd be so afraid the squirrel was going to get out of his sight and he couldn't see it, and just finally just get to shaking and he couldn't do anything.
Uh-huh.
And man's nerves, I guess, causes it.
I see. And if a person was, you're working with, you hadn't been working for a while, and you got some things on your hand that, that... from working with a rake or something, mm-hmm. and you might get in here or someplace, you might get a...
Corn?
Or a kind of a blister?
Yeah.
And what would you call this stuff inside the blister?
I don't know.
Now, you'd call it corruption in a boil.
That's right, but it don't. It's not, water ain't it?
Okay. And if a person was shot by somebody had a rifle and shot him, you'd say he suffered a bullet. He suffered a
bullet wound.
Yeah. And if that didn't heal just right, if that wound didn't just heal right, and there was kind of a red rising of flesh that didn't, the skin didn't grow over it properly. And it had to be burned out.
Yeah, boiled down.
Uh-huh. Well, the skin itself, though, is sometimes called...
I can't think.
Proud.
Huh?
Proud.
Proud flesh.
Proud flesh. That,
that's right.
Was I explaining it clearly?
That's right. That would explain it clearly.
Okay.
Use peroxide all the time.
Oh, they bought. Is that how they got it out?
That's right.
Did that hurt?
No, it didn't hurt. I've had teeth pulled and
uh-huh.
get cold in them, and the doctors have split them gums and boiled it with peroxide.
Uh-huh. Now, did they just put it on the...
Yeah,
put it on. Just put the peroxide on the... Yeah,
it just boil and you'd spit it out.
Uh-huh.
Don't hurt.
Mm-hmm. Can you put that on your, like if you had some proud flesh on your leg, you could do that too?
That's right.
And if a person was cut or something, and to prevent an infection, they might put this stuff on to prevent an infection.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of brown stuff and it stings. You might have had a bottle in the medicine cabinet and it had like a skull and crossbones.
We've got it in there right now, but I can't think of the name.
Uh-huh. Well, I don't, this is kind of brown stuff, and I think it's called
iodine.
All right.
Iodine.